With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. The world pausing today to say thank you to those men who came ashore in Normandy 80 years ago today. Thousands of young men were there that day facing very heavy fire. President Biden says Americans who fought on D-Day were brave right in the face of death.
The men who fought here became heroes, not because they were the strongest or toughest or were fiercest, although they were, but because they were given an audacious mission, knowing, every one of them knew, the probability of dying was real. But they did it anyway.
Tornado-spawning storms have ripped across parts of the eastern United States. At least one toddler in Michigan was killed, 5 people in Maryland, and 8 more in Ohio injured in the storms. Also, at SRNNews.com, Secret Service says security plans for the Republican National Convention still being determined as protesters blasted restrictions, claiming they violate free speech with just weeks until the event. Some 30,000 visitors are expected in Milwaukee next month when former President Donald Trump is slated to become the GOP's official presidential nominee. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle says they've been working on security for more than 1 year.
Milwaukee Fire Department, the FBI, FEMA, and many other key stakeholders have been meeting to discuss all aspects of public safety and security for the convention. The RNC will be here in just over a month and will unveil the final security plan for the perimeter in approximately 2 weeks.
Russia's top state criminal investigation agency says a French citizen has been arrested. That on charges of allegedly collecting information concerning military issues. This is SRN News. In California, a legal battle over a flag.
Jeffrey Little is a fireman and a lifeguard working for Los Angeles County. He's also a Christian and does not want to fly the gay pride flag in front of his beachside station as mandated by county officials. Little says when he refused, he was disciplined, and now he's filed suit with the help of the Thomas More Society. The lifeguard says one county official told him that his religious beliefs have to be set aside when he's on the job. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Senate Democrats are making a renewed push to show their support for ensuring nationwide access to in vitro fertilization. Senator Tammy Duckworth is the author of a measure that is part of an election year effort to spotlight some GOP resistance to the fertility procedure. The Right to IVF Act would make it more accessible through insurance as well as military members and veterans. This is SRN News. Lisa Dwyer reports that a Washington man has been sentenced for making numerous swatting calls in both the United States and in Canada.
Ashton Carner Garcia was sentenced to 3 years in prison for making 20 false reports of bombs and shootings. Garcia pleaded guilty in January to 2 counts of extortion and 2 counts of threats and hoaxes regarding explosives. He admitted that he intended the calls to cause the deployment of SWAT teams and other police to targeted locations. Law enforcement entered some of the homes with guns drawn and detain people. In 2 of the cases, he called fake bomb scares for the Fox News station in Cleveland and for a flight from Honolulu to Los Angeles. In another instance, he threatened to bomb an airport in Los Angeles unless he received $200,000 in Bitcoin. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Wall Street Today, the Dow was up 78 points. More details at SRNNews.com.